Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
New details about what really went wrong between Britney Spears and her sister. Plus, what we just uncovered about Britney's wedding. Then, is Blake Shelton leaving The Voice?
I don't know. I mean, something's got to give at some point. I'm running out of advice.
Plus, Gaga slays on the red carpet. And Prince Harry's pissed and defending his wife yet again.
The term Megxit was or is a misogynistic term. And it was created by a troll.
More about Britney Spears' ugly relationship with her sister. Justin is out yet again, so I am joined again by super producer Mona Scott Young.
Yeah.
And actress Melissa Peterman. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having
me. Welcome. It's a ladies' day. I always appreciate a ladies' day.
It's also the 3 M's day, which...
Oh my God.
I didn't realize that.
Mona, Melissa, Morgan.
And I love an obsession with the letter M. Well, so this is going to be a great day.
And you have an M necklace.
And I have an M necklace in case I forget what it is.
So I have one too, and so thank you for reminding me. I didn't wear it.
Yes. You know what? Yes. M names. You don't meet a lot of people with M names. All right. Jamie Lynn Spears says her relationship with Britney changed when she got pregnant at 16. Yeah. In Jamie Lynn's memoir, she writes that her team hid her pregnancy from Britney, claiming it was too risky. In the excerpts published by People, Jamie Lynn says she needed her sister more than ever, but, quote, Britney's condition was spiraling into something more concerning. They were concerned her instability at the time made her untrustworthy. Ooh, wow. Okay. I feel like that makes sense. She says Britney learned about the pregnancy when the rest of the world did, and she regrets it to this day.
Yikes.
Yeah. I mean, you guys understand why Britney would be upset about this.
That's
what are your thoughts?
That's gotta damage the relationship. Mm-hmm. There's no way my baby sister, and they were so close.
Yes.
But my question is this, when she talks about her team, who are we talking about? Because weren't they managed by their parents? Especially she was so young.
That's what I was a little bit confused about. I do think that this is parents plus some extra people.
Got it.
I think it's some manager.
And I think she mentioned that there was somebody on her team that did stand up for that seemed clearly that wasn't a parental unit. But
right.
I mean, it would be devastating not to hear from your own sister. But then think about it. I mean, being 16 and pregnant.
Yes.
I mean, that's got to be overwhelming. You're terrified. You're looking for somebody for guidance. So maybe you're doing what they tell you.
The problem I have with that, Melissa, is that is an intentional wedge, right? There's no way that anyone, not a manager, certainly not a parent, didn't think that giving her that kind of advice, saying keep this from your big sister, was not going to damage their sisterly relationship.
I understand that, but I do think that Britney's condition at the time was unstable. I think that was when she was at her worst or entering her worst. So
what year? When would have this been?
I don't know the exact year.
She was like super young.
So she was 16. I mean, and she also, let's not forget, she was a Nickelodeon star.
She was a Nickelodeon kid.
So this was also not on brand. This was not a part of the plan. But so I can understand maybe not feeling safe, as sad as that is, not being able to feel safe enough to tell your sister because it could have gotten out there because Britney at that point was displaying some behavior that was not
the problem
stable.
I have with that, Morgan, is that's where the business part of it, her career ambitions,
there was money
took
on the line.
Precedent
totally.
Over her relationship with her sister. Again, whoever gave her that advice was making a decision for her because you're right. She was probably too young to figure this all out. out. But that knowingly, there's no way you could have thought telling a 16-year-old, do not tell your older sister, that was not going to have lasting damage on their relationship.
I think it was a really unique situation. I think that unfortunately, like both women, I mean, she was too young to understand.
Storm. Yeah, they were that's the way to put it. Mm-hmm. They were both in a crisis at that moment. And I think I'm the baby sister. I always like to say that I'm much younger than my sister. but I mean, I think about that's who you want to tell first. That's who you look up to. That's who you want guidance from. But it seemed like a perfect storm. Where both were in crisis at
Everyone
that time.
Everyone was trying to just keep it hush. And I do believe, I firmly believe, if you do want to keep something quiet, you cannot tell.
Don't tell. I'm just saying.
You cannot tell anybody. It doesn't, nobody.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm conflicted about that because that's where the whole personal relationship, having family members as part of your team, that's where the lines get blurred for me.
Oh, this line has been blurred.
This is dysfunction at its highest level. And I feel bad because I remember how close they were.
Yeah.
Right? And so this, if it's had a lasting effect on their relationship, it's sad.
It's very sad. And right now, looking at where they are right now, Brittany could use all the true blue friends she can have.
Family's
supposed to be that one. Absolutely. You need your family there.
You know what? I think, Brittany, I think that you're right about lasting damage. I think that Brittany is going through her own thing. She's trying to work out this conservatorship. And I feel like family to her is sort of like a...
Right.
No, I've had enough family time.
At this moment, she needs some boundaries and clear boundaries.
Right, exactly.
At this point.
I think that's probably the healthiest and the best for her.
I wonder if she's forgiven her. Is it something she's still carrying around?
Probably. I think they both have a lot of resentment towards each other in different ways.
So sad.
And I love that we said memoir and she's like 22.
That's
my favorite part.
Oh, wait, she's doing a memoir.
She's so young. All right, by the way, Brittany is moving forward with her wedding plans, you guys. She shared these photos of herself in a gown, but it's not her wedding dress, to be clear. She says Donatella Versace is making her dress.
Okay.
I'm just so confused. Just yesterday, she needed permission to get married. Today, Donatella's making her dress.
Well, because her father's been removed from her conservatorship.
So she's getting married.
All those freedoms are coming back. I think Friday, we're going to find out exactly what goes forward or what happens if there's a conservatorship or not. This has been...
ongoing. Up and down roller coaster. Yeah. Up and down.
Beyond.
So, I want Brittany to be happy. I think everybody does. So, we wish her the best.
Absolutely.
We'll see. All right, Lady Gaga never turns down a chance to kill a red carpet, you guys. Check her out at the world premiere of House of Gucci. I can't wait to see it in London.
That is gorgeous.
All right, I need to see movement.
There it is.
It flows.
When that woman was trying to guide her, she's like, give me my moment. Thank you.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is you cannot wear Spanx under that thing. You cannot wear Spanx with that.
Can you? And also, just the fact that, like, she has gotten multiple photos with this kind of movement, nobody realizes how hard a red carpet is and what an icon and a star you need to be to work it to that level.
Yeah, there was no wind at all.
She created
wind. She's Lady Gaga. She actually made wind happen.
She brings her own wind.
She looks amazing. That color is fantastic.
Fantastic.
She looks incredible.
I mean, I'm assuming it's Gucci. Can someone confirm? It is, right?
I would hope she wore Gucci to the House of Gucci
premiere.
I hope
so, but you never know.
You never know.
What if she was like, you guys, I got it at Kohl's,
right.
By the way. You know?
Listen, I haven't been to Kohl's too much, but I don't think that's Kohl's.
I'm just saying. Though, look at that. I think everyone looks stunning.
All right, Gaga amazing. Opened up about why the movie was so empowering. Take a look. Oh, everyone looked, damn.
My director, Ridley Scott, every day that I walked on set, he said, okay, what do you think this scene is about? And it wasn't because he didn't know. It was because he was interested to know what I had to say. And I feel that I'm a woman in a man's world, and having a man say, what do you think, is something that empowers me, and I feel loved. In a movie that has a lot of themes of wealth and patriarchy, this made us fly.
Love it.
This looks great. I can't wait.
I can't wait to watch.
You guys, House of Gucci is out November 24th. I always
want to know the inside scoop on what took place. How did it all go down?
And you know what gets me all hot and bothered? The vintage Gucci she's wearing in it. I'm like, where did they get these in the archives? Like, my brain explodes. So if there's a junket for that, I'll do that, guys. I'm putting myself out there. All right. People just shocked everybody, didn't they? I wasn't that shocked by naming Paul Rudd 2021's sexiest man alive.
Yes.
And last night on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Paul showed us why he's the right man for the job.
Take a look at these three men right here. What do you see that's in common?
Well, they're all kind of casually reclining.
Posture. Can I see you slump? Show me a sexy slump.
Sure thing.
I watched that like three times last night, that whole entire clip of Stephen Colbert taking Paul Rudd, checking his sexiness.
By the way.
But you were like, yes.
I was, yes. I'm telling you right now, a funny man is the sexiest man in the world.
That I agree with, because sexy is inside
it's
now.
It's all about the brain.
It's not outside. I mean, look, he's handsome.
Yes, very.
But I'm sure it's the sense of humor and the personality that makes him sexier.
He's very sexy. The funniest man I knew. I mean, we were doing improv together.
Oh.
And I've told the story before. He made me, I'll say it, he made me pee my pants on stage because I was laughing so hard. I'm like, I'm going to marry you. I am going to marry you.
He made you wet, and that's all that matters.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you, Mona, for pointing that out. Okay. I do feel like this was a good choice. And also, we've been talking about Paul Rudd. I feel like it's good he's getting his roses now because I feel like we've been saying how he doesn't age ever.
Yeah. He doesn't.
Would you have chosen Paul Rudd?
Yes. Yes, I would choose him.
Mona's like, absolutely
not. I'm afraid to say anything. I feel like Melissa's going to jump me.
No, you say it.
You talk about Rudd. Would I have chosen Paul Rudd? Personally, probably not. What were my options?
Oh, no, I can't.
I mean, it's your choice.
Who's your sexiest man?
Okay, girl, I got a husband. If I don't say him, it's a wrap. But let me think. What would my hall pass be? I don't know. There are so many. You know who I thought was strangely sexy to me, and surprisingly so?
Tell us.
I just saw The Harder They Fall. I don't even know his name.
Oh, the main guy?
Yes.
He is stunning. That's not in your head.
And was it the scar?
You know what it is?
The cross on
his forehead? Who are we talking about? I haven't watched it.
It's
tell
a new
me.
Movie, and I've only seen the opening credits, and then I saw some interviews with him, and he is gorgeous. What is his name? Why don't we know his name?
Jonathan Major? Is that his name? Jonathan
Didn't
Major.
We just gorgeous.
Oh, my God. I was like, now, that there's something rugged sexy about him.
We'll Google an image for you at
Ted's. Okay, please do. I'd like several of them left for me, okay, to take home.
Fun fact, I did think that the sexiest man alive yesterday was going to be Bowen Yang. I was wrong. Someone told me that. So I did a whole,
did you do
whole,
a whole
shoot about that, and we have to do a whole other one.
Well, a good thing nobody recorded it. Oh, wait, they recorded it.
30 minutes. Anyway,
okay.
Bowen Yang, sexy is the new funny, all the bullshit I was talking. Anyway, to see more on the men featured on People's Sexiest Man Alive, pick up the new issue on Friday. I believe Bowen is in it. Coming up, our new interview with the voice coaches. Is this going to be Blake's final season? Plus, former Bachelor Peter Weber is here. He's helping break down last night's Bachelorette drama and giving us an update on his own love life. Stay with us.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's who that is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think that there are guys here that think that they have it in the bag. I think that's Nate, for instance, has said that, you know, when the one-on-one card didn't have his name on it, he would say, I already know I'm gonna get one. It's just a matter of when.
There is nobody that has it in the bag.
Worry about yourself, dude. Not worry about me.
I've been worried about myself.
Okay,
I'm
all right,
the guy's
all right.
Name.
So are you finished? Are you finished?
Michelle?
Are you finished?
What the f*** are you talking
about? Are you finished?
About?
Are you gonna put your hands on
me? No, I'm not. I'm just talking to you.
Okay.
Chill, dude.
Okay.
Hey, don't walk away from me.
No, what's said is said. No.
Oh, I get caught up in those clips. Things got a little crazy on The Bachelorette last night, so we called an expert to help us out. Former Bachelor Peter Weber is here. Hello.
Hi,
what's going on, ladies? How you doing? Good to be here.
Good lighting. Okay, so we saw Chris S. call out Nate last night. Is this ever the right thing to do? And shouldn't Chris be more concerned about his own connection with Michelle? I need your thoughts.
100%. And I've said this over and over and over again. So my roommate, Destin, we have a podcast and we talk about, you know, recaps and everything. And if there is any piece of advice I can give anyone going on the show, it is, yes, it's difficult. You're going to have distractions. You're going to feel pressure, but just stay focused on your relationship. And speaking from a lead side, that is such a, you respect that so much and you appreciate that so much when you have someone just focus on the connection you guys have one-on-one and nothing else matters. That just, it speaks volumes.
Well, okay, I watched that last night, and I think sometimes, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Pete, but I think that when they call out other people's behaviors because they don't have that connection going on, so they're trying to distract and create something to go on. Just saying. And
good.
Well, okay.
You got a point there.
Thank you.
I get that, but I never think that's the right call. That's never the right move.
I don't think it's the right call. I'm just saying I think sometimes that's why it happens.
Yeah. So good observation.
Thank you. My husband loves the show, so he's made me watch the show. Not made me. We both love it. We're obsessed.
We're obsessed.
Here we go. So last night, the Bella twins were judging the teddy bear takedown.
Yes.
Which that happened during the group date, mm-hmm. which I've never had a group date with
Neither
the teddy bear takedown. And Michelle got very upset because the guys were not paying attention to her. Now, Pete, do you think that these guys that aren't paying attention to her are actually here for her, or maybe are they just looking to get famous?
Oh.
Listen, it's a tough, because of like social media and how it's kind of just like exploded now with the show, it's definitely tough. And you for sure, it's easy. I understand, you know, Michelle's take, and you get in your head a little bit. You wonder sometimes, are they for sure 100% here just for me? Or is it a good time? Is it a platform booster for them or whatnot? But truly, at the end of the day, that person that is right for you, you know, obviously it didn't necessarily work out for me, but I still believe the person that's right for you is going to find a way to always make you feel confident. And that, and as a lead, you still need that. Yes, you're the one making the decisions, but it's really on people as well as the contestants as well to put that effort in and make you really truly feel confident and comfortable that this is working and that they're truly there just for you.
You absolutely. Okay, we have to switch to your mom, obviously. Okay, right. Because Barb is probably
the most mom.
Famous mom in Bachelor history. She has some very strong opinions, as we all saw. What happens if she doesn't approve of someone?
Gotta love it.
Yeah, what happens if you bring someone home that's not from the show, obviously, and she doesn't approve? Like, is it ever going to work out?
No.
Yeah, I'm so lucky to have such an amazing support system with my family and my mom. And we're so extremely close. And my mom is my best friend. And I trust her with everything. She's got my best interest always in mind. Obviously, it's huge for me, for my family, just my culture, where I come from, for that to all sync up and for them to get along. But I'm very, very lucky that I am so close to my family and I have such a great support system.
I love Barb.
I love Barb.
Okay, so speaking of, you know, taking someone home to meet your mom, so we know, Pete, that you're single at the moment. So what, how are you looking for love these days? And have you ever dated an elderly, older woman who's married? I'm just throwing that out.
What's going on? Yeah. I've been single for a minute. I've been single. It's been really good. It's been necessary. It's been a good reset button for me. Moved to New York about 10, 11 months ago. And I am starting now to actually get back out there. I just got out on Chispa, which is an amazing dating app, specifically for Latinos and Latinas. And for me, I'm really excited about it because it offers a really cool way to connect with someone who just understands my background, my culture, where I come from, why I am the way I am, how I was raised. So it's definitely it's exciting time for me to look forward to the future and finally feel like I'm ready to give love a shot again.
Oh my God, what nice. A good answer. Okay, what is the one thing you should never do on a dating app, though?
Tell them you're married. Oh, sorry.
She's fun. I like her.
From experience, you are fun. No, just be honest. Don't lie. Don't be extra. Don't be too much. It's just natural is the most beautiful, most attractive thing in the world. Oh. Just be yourself. Be real.
Yeah. Be yourself. Be real. Okay, good advice. Be yourself and be real, everybody in Hollywood. All right. Thank you so much, Peter. You guys, Peter's children's book, The Adventures of Pilot Pete, is out November 23rd. And don't forget, The Bachelorette airs Tuesdays on ABC. And up next, Adele sits down with Oprah. You guys, why it's a mix of class and trash. We have more details after this.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This one time, I was rocking Henry to sleep when I realized I was sitting on his tiny metal fire truck. Oh, now, he was kind of gassy and I didn't want to wake him, so I just started rocking and rocking, tears pouring down my face. Now, I still have a scar if you want to take a look at
Okay, Melissa, you and Reba worked together for years on her show. What's your favorite memory?
Oh gosh, that's like trying to pick your favorite donut. There's so many.
Oh my God.
We had so many memories. We did, you know, we did over 100 and some episodes together. And so we had a lot of great memories. I think one of my favorite ones though is taping the episode right before I had my son. So we taped an episode on Tuesday night and I gave birth on Thursday morning. Mm. And I just remember being so terrified and nervous and excited and all those wonderful feelings. And this cast who was my family, like looking at them and going, the next time I'm going to see you, I'm going to be a mom. And just feeling their love and support. And I always joke that Reba was the first person to sing to my son, which was...
That's
like,
pretty friggin' amazing.
I mean, is what else you need?
Is it? Because it's because you can never... really high. I mean, it's up there and now every birthday...
Your lullaby is downhill from there.
Garbage. After
do you
that.
Guys still stay in touch? Like, does she reach out to you all the time?
Yeah, we're very, very tight. I would call her one of my best and closest friends.
Oh my God, nice. How nice is that?
She texts you and everything.
She does text me.
What was the
everything.
Last text you got from Reba?
My last text that I got from Reba. I don't. Well, let's hope it's.
Oh, she
phone
literally
is
just texted
nearby.
You?
No, not just now, oh, but okay. It was okay. Let's see. Can I read? These are all good ones. Yes. Oh, it was, I said, hey, it's my friend's birthday. I was wondering if you have a moment, can tape yourself singing happy birthday. What is it? Blah, blah, blah. And then I said, oh, I hired myself. My bit is I'm gonna pretend that I hired someone to stand in as my voice. She's like, no worries. And I said, no worries if you can. She says, absolutely, I'll do it as soon as I get home. And then
did she do it?
She did it.
Yeah. What else do you need?
I don't know if I can even play it. It's her.
Can you? You can play Happy Birthday.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday, dear.
I didn't want the person who knows it's them.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my
that's
God.
I mean,
and that's how, I mean, again.
Listen, when you've got Reba on speed dial,
yeah,
you have every right to ask her to sing happy birthday randomly.
That is very special. To have a voice note of her singing happy birthday, that's
amazing.
That's
good.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, wow.
She's that good of a friend that you ask her, and she's sure she gets asked a million times a day, and within minutes, she like sends it back, which is that's the kind of person she is.
You know what? No BS. We appreciate that.
Yes.
All right, we just got a first look at Adele's new special, which includes a live performance and a sit-down interview with Oprah. I know. We all gasped. Adele promises it'll be a mix of class and trash. Take a look.
My favorite.
Oprah's been busy.
Nobody's more compelling with truth than Adele.
It will look really, like, elegant, and then I'll tell, like, a load of filthy jokes and, like, stand up. So it'll be real, like, sort of whiplash for him. I'm going to do some old ones for you. I'm going to do some new ones for you.
It's going to be a very special night. Join me when I interview the one and only Adele.
I invite you to join me for one night only.
Now it's with Adele. I was just saying.
Sprawled out on the
this
back
is
patio.
Just her, we're doing it in this little
A-list
interview nook.
Her interview area.
With her just beautiful flowers.
I have
my
to say,
God.
Adele looks friggin' amazing.
She has looked the best she has ever
beautiful.
Looked. She's always been beautiful, but she has really come into her own. You guys, Adele, One Night Only airs Sunday on CBS. Will you be watching?
I will, absolutely.
Absolutely. Amen.
Absolutely.
Same. I'm most excited to see the new songs being sung live. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to mix in the old ones because, I mean, there's nothing like a good old song that everybody just gets involved.
And I think she's the kind of artist, too, that's not going to be like, I have a new album, I'm only going to do the new
I
stuff.
I hate yeah. those people!
I enjoy that.
We don't care.
We don't know
we
these
want
songs
the stuff
yet.
We know.
Right. You yes. cannot do that to people. That is such a good observation when they're like, just accept that it's me now. Okay, but we accepted you then, too. You have to court
give
us into
some
the new
the
stuff.
Old with
yes.
the new.
And then the yes. next time, the new ones will be our other yes. old favorites. And I love an artist that will sprinkle in our favorites and the ones we want to hear with
yes.
the new stuff.
That always feels very selfish to me. It's like a selfish lover.
That's what it is. Yep.
Like, you're just here to get your rocks
how
off.
Dare
what
you
about
hold,
me?
How dare you not sing this song? I want to hear Adele.
Agreed. So she's
but
not going to do
be
that.
It's going to be great. I can tell. She's
yes.
amazing.
It's fabulous.
It is. All right, you guys. Shailene Woodley is firing back after her fiance Aaron Rodgers was confused for someone else while he's battling COVID. Shailene took to her Instagram writing, I know Aaron's body very well. First off, his feet, and no offense to this random dude, are a lot
bigger.
Okay, that's offense.
Huh? Okay.
I mean, that's not no offense.
She also claimed that Aaron is much hairier than that guy in the photo, and Aaron would never drive that kind of car. Oh,
that is hysterical.
Okay, Shailene really went in. I mean, would you guys defend your man like that? Was this necessary?
Can I say something?
Yes. That
foot comment was what we like to call a subliminal. Oh. She was letting us know, without letting us know, that her man is well endowed.
That was a humble brag.
Okay?
You know what?
Was a humble brag.
It was a humble brag.
Exactly, because that had no bearing. On anything.
It had nothing. And I mean, I love the circles. It was like an exhibit in court. Like, Your Honor, I'd like to do exhibit A. Look at these feet. My man's are huge.
Like, I also feel like 2 years ago, Shailene, we wouldn't have expected comments like this from Shailene. I feel like this relationship has really sort of like, this is
progressed.
Her man.
Well, they're engaged, right?
They're engaged. Yes. She has found her person, and like, she is just becoming
back
her sassy. Yeah,
right,
her sassy.
Exactly.
Self, she's kind of...
Okay, she's feeling herself.
I do feel bad
for those big feet.
For the rando guy, because she just said, like, no offense, but my man is better, more well-endowed. He has a nicer car, and he's got far hairier hands.
The car thing was a little, like,
felt a little over the edge.
Over the edge.
The feet thing was funny, and it was cute, and we got it. The hands thing was a little weird. The car thing just felt like, okay, girl, we're going
to
got
Yeah, we don't
money.
Need to. He
we
would never
it,
drive that.
Yeah, care.
He obviously makes millions of dollars a year as a football player. He plays football, right, Tom?
Yes.
Okay.
right, right, tape, something like that. Yeah.
All right, still ahead, is Blake Shelton leaving The Voice? You got to hear what he told us. Plus, Jamie Foxx, the ballerina, the hidden talent you have to see. That's next.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hairy hand.
As if you needed one more reason to love Jamie Foxx. Turns out, you guys, he's a ballerina. Who knew?
Oh,
take a look at the skills he's showing off to Ellen.
That could have been.
I went to college on a classical piano scholarship.
Yes.
And it was, I had a Yugoslavian music theory teacher, Russian pianist teacher. But then they said to get a credit, I had to do ballet. I was terrible in the class, but it was an experience. But I did learn. I learned some, you know, I learned a little bit, you know, whatever this is.
Third position. Tandu.
What is that?
Tandu.
I know Tandu. You know Tandu?
Tandu, yeah.
Yeah. And I learned this here. And I learned this.
Yeah. That's it. Yep, there you go.
No, you want to talk about a funny, sexy man?
Right there.
That's who I should have said.
That's
Jamie,
it.
I love you. But he's funny and sexy and funny and sexy.
I wonder how many times he's been
the
sexiest
man
alive.
What is he again? Just say it again. Funny and sexy.
Funny and sexy. That's funny.
He's funny, sexy.
And you're sexy if you're funny.
It's absolutely true.
I love Jamie and talented.
I mean, and a guy that will dance and take ballerina and not feel like it's, you know, a lot of guys maybe wouldn't do that. And look at that.
Yeah.
He's more than a triple threat. What is it called? It's like a
quadruple.
He's like
is there such a thing?
I don't know.
Are you going to like an EGOT person?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay,
you
could be
there
that.
We go.
I don't know what an
that.
EGOT person
you,
is.
We love you, Jamie.
We love you, Jamie.
Even with your ballet moves.
Do you guys have any hidden talents that we don't know about?
Oh.
Girl, what do you got? You go first.
Oh, Mona. What are your hidden talents? Do they need to stay hidden?
Well, the last time I was here, I wasn't even in the segment, but I completely bum rushed.
Okay.
Because you know I'm obsessed with Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
And I like stalk Dina Katz, who does like she'll call me for my clients, and I'm like, but what about me? But I'm available.
And you're like, I can't talk right now. I'm in jazz class right now.
I love to dance, so I'd like to think that. Listen, am I any good? I think so.
Do you want to show us a move?
Let's see it.
You got some music?
Get some music on. In this studio, some generic music.
Oh, wait, but don't give me no booty popping music now.
What is this?
What are they giving me? I need some, like,
you want
some salsa.
Dancing with the Stars, it's always like, oh, is that a hustle? Who can hustle?
You can hustle.
No,
I can't
hustle.
Hustle
with me?
I'm pregnant.
Try. Come on, let's go. Are my packs stuck?
Okay.
Come on, girl. Now you do the two step.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Woo!
Go, Mona.
Mona.
Go.
Mona, I think this is your new career.
I'm losing it.
Hey. And then you can always do a little shimmy shake. Okay, what was that? Okay.
I was just doing a little that.
Mona's like, don't help me.
Don't you ever have someone from Dancing with the Stars and not let me have a moment.
I think you need to manifest this and say that you're the next person on Dancing with the Stars. Next season, they need to call you.
There you go. Dina, you heard that?
Dina? Did you hear us? That needs to happen.
Well, that was way better than my, I was going to say.
Okay, what was yours?
Well, during, you know how during quarantine, I was like, oh, I learned French. I made blankets out of old envelopes.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't do any of that. I learned how to eat soup lying down. So that was
you
my
know what?
That
secret
is your
talent.
Big skill yes. set now?
My big skill set. Thank
wait,
you.
And how do you do that, pray tell?
You just, like, it's a little towel. Like, I was like, I want to be lying down and have nice soup. So I just figured out how to do it. Make sure you put some saltines to give it some girth into that
Whoa.
Soup. And you can eat it lying down.
Can I
and
tell
is
you?
It hot soup?
Hot soup, lying down.
I love that. I think my secret hidden talent is that I can take down a bag of saltines like no one's business. When I was pregnant this time last year, they come in those.
I would pack the sleeve.
I would take down like four of those effing sleeves every day, just chomping on them.
And
so thank
it
you
about,
for inspiring.
Like the dry, dusty cracker.
It's just the salt and just it really
and it probably
kept me
settled your stomach
afloat.
And it's a quick full
this
feeling.
This time, this baby's a lot nicer to me. That last baby, she was like, let me tell you. What's
saltines?
Gonna happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So saltines. All right. Okay. Competition is fierce on The Voice, and the judges are trying to keep things civil. But as we saw backstage, that's easier said than done.
One of the best decisions Woo! Kelly Clarkson ever made.
We all genuinely love each other. Like, we're very supportive of each other. So that's why it's so fun to work with people like that, because then you can yes. go at each other and you know at the end of the day, it's just, you know, for a TV and we're being playful. But, like, but it's fun.
It really is yeah. fun. It's fun to pick on each other. It's fun to be competitive with each other. And we also really respect and love each other.
A couple of days ago, my wife had her final show in Las Vegas.
And she was brilliant.
And she was brilliant, I will agree with that. And then after the show, I got up and performed during the show, and afterwards, Ari was showing me on her phone that she was filming it, and she was shouting, "Look, everybody, my grandpa." And she was even doing the thing where you squish their head, and she was doing that in front of her phone. If that gives you any indication of what happens when the camera is not on.
It's loving.
Yeah, it's brutal around here. Especially for an old grandpa like me.
It's all right.
So does Blake see himself as a voice lifer, or is this old timer getting ready for retirement?
I don't know. I mean, something's got to give at some point. I'm running out of advice. The fact that we're going to one season a year next year really helps me a lot, because now I can, you know, watch the home shopping network and all that stuff and really
right.
learn how to resell
right.
myself again, you know what I mean? And I feel like 6 months of watching that, I can kind of get back in the groove again and sell myself again, you know, as that vaporizer, you know?
I'm so thankful that I was here for this.
Mm-hmm.
Looks great. The Voice Aww. Airs Mondays and Tuesdays on NBC. And coming up, why Harry is defending Meghan yet again and what she's saying about ambition. Is this a bad thing? We're going to discuss. That's next. I like it. Oh, you guys, Harry and Meghan just did another round of bombshell interviews. Meghan says ambitious women get a bad rap. I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say. And Harry revealed to a Wired magazine panel why he has a problem with the word Megxit. Watch this.
The term Megxit was or is a misogynistic term. And it was created by a troll, amplified by royal correspondents, and it grew and grew and grew onto mainstream media. But it began with a troll.
Why is it culturally we are equipping girls and women to think that if you are ambitious, there's something negative about that? Whereas if a boy is described that way, or if a man certainly is described as ambitious, that's an incredibly positive thing culturally. But I don't know how we end up changing that. But I think, you know, Melody, would you agree? It's just a really troubling thing.
That's interesting because, you know, it's so funny. Those are two completely different topics, but somehow for me, they became conjoined in that moment because watching him address this, and I'm not trying to be funny, this is a royal, right?
Uh-huh.
That felt beneath him to me. Like, why the heck are you on any
air.
Kind of a platform making a comment about trolls?
Are you?
Like, it sounded like he was.
manipulated into doing that.
Was it the lighting that got you too?
You are a hot mess. It was not the lighting. It was like, what are you talking about? Don't you have
because
people
isn't
to
that
say?
All, isn't that all that a troll so wants? Is that you to notice them and to say it out loud? Does it give it more air? Or
I mean, guys,
yeah,
it's, there's a lot. I mean, I definitely understand what you're saying because you're so not used to seeing royals having to respond. They do not. They are notorious for not responding to these types of things.
And I get defending your wife.
Of course.
But that to me, and I don't know Megan, Lord knows, but it just felt like you better get out there and say something.
Yeah,
they're talking about me.
And also, no one's talking.
Have time to set up the lights, which you noticed.
We could have just turned it just a tad. It was very backlit. But I do feel like Megxit is not even something that we are talking about. Now, I do think that what Megan was talking about is interesting.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like that is accurate. And I had never thought about it in that way. But I do believe that if somebody refers to a woman as, oh, she's really ambitious, it's almost like they're doing seedy things in order to progress their career.
It sounds like you're manipulative.
You're manipulative.
It sounds like you're conniving.
And you're a little slutty.
And you're slutty?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Ambitious?
I'm telling you, you will sleep your way to where you're trying to go. Like, if you're ambitious and you're a woman and you are trying to climb, there is nothing off limits that you will
do to get to that.
That is what I feel when I hear, oh, she's ambitious. I would, if somebody says to me, oh, you're a really hard worker, I don't take offense to that. I think that that's lovely. But if I were to be like, she's really ambitious, it's very true.
But we shouldn't be subscribing to that stuff. I mean, very long time ago, Missy did a song called She's a Bitch. Mm. And what I loved about that is we disempowered the word. We took it back. Yes, if that's what it means to be driven, hardworking, confident,
give it back.
Bold, I am a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Selfish.
Isn't that what Dolly said? You know, you pour yourself a cup of ambition.
By the way, that is one of my favorite songs. Favorite songs and favorite lines in a song. And I think I've used it in a caption
too many times. Here's our cup of ambition.
We're taking that word back. I love that. We're going to make it that we're hard.
Selfish is a bad word. It only means being more like oneself.
And
I am selfish all day,
selfish.
Every day.
There you go. I'm ambitious.
Yes. Yeah, all of those
things. I'm passive aggressive.
And I'm a bitch.
Passive aggressive is definitely one
I am. Not that one. Yes.
You guys, Megan said all this at the New York Times Deal Book Online Summit. She also shared this shocker.
I grew up clipping coupons. And now that's ingrained in me as well. My values haven't changed.
Hold on. Are you still clipping coupons? Seriously?
Do they have coupons anymore? I don't know, but I will never buy anything online without finding an online promo code first.
Okay.
Has she ever been more relatable is the question.
Who believes that Megan is clipping or ever clipped coupons?
I think growing up.
We all did.
Everyone likes a bargain. I don't think it matters how, you know.
Oh, no, you are talking to the bargain queen.
I love a bargain.
Miss Frugal herself.
I mean, I'm not a princess or a royal, but I still love a bargain.
Absolutely.
I think that this is probably accurate. She's one of those women that people either are obsessed with her or they just can't stand her, unfortunately. It's one of those, there's no in between. But I think that she was very open.
Megan, there are still coupons. They're called coupon codes and they are online.
She said very honestly, oh, are there still coupons?
She just said, are there still coupons? I'm telling her, yes, they are.
Yeah, there is.
Now I know that there are also coupons still. All right, coming up, Will Smith drops another marriage bomb. Do not go anywhere.
No,
another.
Poor
we can't
Will.
Take anymore.
We
By the
can't
way, what is
it?
Will Smith says he dreamed of having a harem and admitted no one woman can satisfy him. Okay. Now he's dropping another bomb, telling Good Morning America one of the biggest secrets to his 23-year marriage. Listen.
We are pursuing the kind of love that everybody dreams about. And we just know that the road don't look like everybody think it's supposed to look. But, don't try this at home, children.
Why do they feel the need to explain every detail of their relationship all of a sudden?
Mona,
they've done it, right? We know that they have an unconventional sort of marriage.
Absolutely.
And it seemingly works for them and has worked for them for quite some time. So what we don't need to know anymore, right?
I'm like, listen, I love them to death. I've always admired their ability to kind of do it their own way because it obviously is working for them.
23 years.
But I just have to wonder what is behind all of this, like, detail, disclaimers, explanations. It seems like there's something going on. I don't know. It seems like a bit much.
We've been together all week. We've seen different clips of Will Smith. I think I spoke about him on my night show. I can't even keep track anymore. But I do feel like that last bit was like, what are we still talking about? No one's checking for this anymore.
Like, they thinks that you heard the conversation in their head, so then they just
they feel the need to explain.
They answer something.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like,
yes.
No, I'm answering the things that are going on in my head. Maybe there's something that we don't
know
about.
You know what it is? It's something that I think that we can all relate to, because I do this. If I am insecure about something, or I'm thinking about something, and I feel like you're thinking
about
that,
too.
I will bring it up first to be like, ah, I'm
and
in on that.
And then half the time people are like, what are you talking about?
And I've stepped in it so many times with people where I have brought something up just to be like, well, if you're thinking about that or you have questions about that,
I was not.
Let's just address it now. And then I very quickly realized, like, oh, this is something that I have to work
on. This is in my own head.
This is not something that the world cares about anymore. So
I mean, listen, Will, Jada, we love you guys.
We do.
We are down with your pursuit of happiness. Go forth and prosper. But we are good.
Yeah.
We've heard enough about your love life, your sex life, your entanglements,
I would hear a little bit more if they would, you know, I wouldn't
mind. If it was some juicy stuff. But the other thing is that he does have that movie coming out, King Richard. It's kind of like, don't burn us out before you got to do real press. And like, Will, you are the most beloved person in Hollywood.
We love you.
Let's just not, we're good. Talk on rape, like, that's it.
Yes.
Good. That was good advice. Hopefully they watched
I'm glad we got that out.
Good.
I'm glad we got that out, everybody.
You guys.
But I love you guys.
Paris Hilton's wedding is tomorrow, but we got to talk about what comes after the wedding. Her mom and queen, Kathy Hilton, was on a Holiday Fashion Guide Amazon live stream, and she said that she plans to join Paris and her man on their honeymoon. Okay.
Okay, no.
To be fair.
I mean, first off, the wedding's tomorrow. Did anyone else not get their invite?
I
didn't even know there was a wedding coming.
Okay.
Can I tell you, two years ago, there might have been an invite. I just didn't make the list, but it's okay.
It's okay.
But it's okay.
We'll
don't worry about
toaster.
It. Yeah.
We'll
but wait
toaster.
A minute. Her mom wants to go on the honeymoon.
This is what, to be clear, it's for some of the honeymoon, and what I think it is
it should be for none of the honeymoon.
I think Paris...
There is no world, time, or place for your mother on your honeymoon.
Kathy Hilton, I mean, I will say, the rules don't apply to Kathy Hilton.
I mean, she'll bring a box fan.
I mean, is she not just your idol at this point?
She's
a delight.
She is
a delight. That's how you describe her.
You'd want her on your honeymoon with you if you were her daughter.
Years, so I'd bring her along just for fun to keep him entertained as well.
I agree. I think it's one of those things that, like, Paris and her husband are probably doing some, like, major two-month trip in Europe, and Kathy is conveniently traveling at that time with Rick, and they're going to cross paths for a few days. I don't think it's going to be...
I don't think she's
they're
like...
They're not sharing a hut in Tahiti, and they each have a suite.
I have a show concept that she would fit perfectly into. I'm calling it Smotherly Love.
Oh, my God.
I want her to stay home when her daughter goes on her honeymoon.
I don't think she's, like, knocking on the door and, like, going,
saying,
oh, come on now. She likes to be spooned longer. You know,
right.
I think...
Oh, my God.
You know, I think that...
Here, let
did
me show you, how.
Did you guys watch... Did you see White Lotus?
Yes.
Okay, no, so know. That mother-in-law, like, that's not Kathy Hilton.
Like, with
Hilton.
Molly Shannon, when she comes in, like, that was, like,
whoa.
Brilliant. That love the show. Everyone was brilliant. But, yes, I don't think it's going to be that situation where she's showing up and sprinkling rose petals into, the hot tub. And
listen, I am obsessed with my children. I am not invited on their honeymoon. I don't care how much they love me.
I'm invited on your children's honeymoon, though. And that's a little bit weird.
Knock yourself out.
That's a little bit weird, but,
okay. Well, we'll definitely, I'm sure, hear about that. All right, you guys, make sure you can scan that QR code to watch Paris in Love. It starts streaming tomorrow on Peacock, and we'll be right back with more Daily Pop as I get my weave out of this tape. A mom learned the hard way you can't let your kids play on your phone. And noted, Brianna Liu says her 3-year-old daughter accidentally went live on Instagram and wound up broadcasting mommy butt naked while she was taking a shower, you guys. Brianna's daughter was asking for help with a filter when she handed her mom the phone, not realizing a ton of her friends were watching. Okay.
Oh, my God. You know, that's like my, you know those dreams you used to have when you're, like, naked in the office, naked on set? That's like my biggest fear, freaking going live unintentionally.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying?
First
of all, I would apologize to everybody.
Yeah.
I would just send a blanket apology to anyone who saw that. But did anyone notice that the 3-year-old was asking for a filter? She's three. You don't need a filter yet.
No.
But they
You're
are
young.
So smart,
Good
those
point.
3-year-olds.
They know.
But I'm
they
sure
know.
Her mom wished she had a filter on when she put that phone on her.
Can you, by the way, I feel like kids come out of the womb instinctively knowing how to use your phone.
Absolutely.
Like, my daughter, I always make an effort to not have it around her, but I always, like, have to move it behind me, and now she's starting to follow things. But she's tapping and and scrolling, and she's nine months old.
I'm telling you, you can ask a three-year-old to like help you set up Instagram, and they would do it better than I would.
Yeah.
I mean, have you thought about that? Speaking of like these situations, have you? I know yours are very little and very, very. You know, you're still
in utero. Naked. Yeah.
Have you thought about an age for a phone? Like, when did you give your kid a phone?
Oh, man.
Early on, because they know they, like you said, they come out of the womb. They know exactly.
They know.
I think at this point
it's almost like a safety thing. So I think you got to just, you know, I think it's iPads are worse at meals and stuff like that. But you know what? You guys, this was so much fun. Thank you both.
Thank you. The M Show was amazing.
Thank you. You guys, set your DVRs because we got a huge show tomorrow. We're hanging with Drew Barrymore, Emily Blunt, Zendaya. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
So jealous.
Woohoo. So sweet. Thank you so much.
That is adorable.
How sweet is that?